Neil, I think it's over to you. You're going to open up for us this year.
Thank you, everybody. I was hoping to have a room full of people this year that we could be greeting and hugging and high-fiving and handshaking. But I think, obviously, you know, the world is in a different place, similar to last year. But we're still here, and I think that's one of the coolest things for us, and we were just kind of taking it all in as we came live in beautiful downtown Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Yeah, so welcome to Wachitawan 7, everybody. My name is Neil Cuestep, and this year's theme of the conference is the Seven Sacred Teachings. My name is Neil Cuestep. I work at Johnson Shoyama Graduate School of Public Policy. I also work with my First Nation, Yellow Quill First Nation, as a managing trustee and the chief executive of our group of companies. I'd like to hand it over to my colleague to introduce herself, please.
Thank you, Neil. My name is April Sora. I'm the Immigration, Diversity, and Inclusion Consultant with the City of Saskatoon. It's such a pleasure and a privilege to be here to walk with everybody through the next 3 days. We have so much good things, so many good things in store for you. I just want to say, if you've never been with Wachitawan before, this is our number 7, as Neil said. And we tend to be a little bit informal. We try to have some fun, even though some of these topics are incredibly heavy. That's actually even more reason why sometimes we do joke around and have fun. We have lots of notes here, lots of things we want to share with you. So sometimes we'll just be off the cuff, and sometimes we'll be reading. So before I begin, I'd just like to say a few words about our elders and survivors. It's the reason, really, Neil, that we do this. It's the reason that we all come together and to honor the survivors and the elders. For 7 years, we've been doing this. We ask them to guide us, to teach us, and to lead us along the way. We don't make any major decisions without them. So I would just like to name the pipe carriers and traditional elders: Maria Linklater, Gilbert Cuestep, A.J. Felix, Patsy Felix, Andre Letendre, Ermine Joseph Duquette, Evelyn Linklater, Nancy Linklater, and Roy Thompson. And I just want to share with you that the traditional elders have lifted their pipes for us here in Saskatoon, across Canada, and around the world, who are joining us at Wachitawan. Although we can't gather in person, the elders will perform the ceremonies handed down through generations. They asked us to share this message with you. We ask for Creator's blessings and mercy as we listen to the stories of the survivors and the efforts of many. Wachitawan means helping each other. The elders are honored and humbled, as we are, to be asked to share the teachings of the people. Lifting the pipes is a very sacred ceremony, and I just wondered, Neil has been part of many, and I just wondered, maybe, Neil, you could share a little bit about that teaching with us.
For sure. Thank you very much, April. So one of the things, I got a little bit of instruction myself before we convened today with an elder, just to make sure that I wouldn't be missing anything, but he reassured me, just say what it means to you, Neil. Say why is it important that we start in a good way? And what does starting in a good way mean? What does that mean? So for us, starting in a good way, it actually just means starting from a place of humility, you know, actually one of the seven sacred teachings here. And out of respect, I think that we don't always know where we're going, and we don't always know how things are going to go. And one of the first things that we like to do is offer protocol, just so that we could have a good day, that we could have a good gathering, that we could host the stories in a really good way, in a good, honorable way. I think one of the things that we're going to learn about over the next 3 days is we're going to learn a lot about each other. We're going to learn a lot about ourselves. I think we're going to learn a lot about how we can shape tomorrow, how we can shape our future, how we can make where we all live. You know, we know that it's not everybody just from Saskatchewan or Canada in particular for this conference, you know, but one of the things that we we wholeheartedly believe in and we're going to show over the next couple of days is that there's value here for you. There's something for you that you can take away from this conference, right? So starting in a good way, you know, and that's all how we always start all of our activities is we start with that offering and we make that offering to the elders who say prayers for us, you know. And I think as I was reading some of the comments leading up to today, April, there's a lot of people that are very grateful for the gathering we've been able to host. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we do those folks justice by always doing things in a respectful way, in a loving way, and a good, caring way. So that's why we start the way we do. So thank you to that list of elders and traditionalists that have started in a good way for us. And, yeah, we wouldn't get to Wichita in year 7 without all of that help and without all that support. So, yeah, I can't say enough about why we do it that way and why we're going to continue doing it that way.
And, Neil, I wonder if you could just share with us also just a land acknowledgement.
Absolutely. So one of the funniest ways that I always like to do it is I'm First Nation, and I'm from Fishing Lake and Yellow Quill First Nations, respectively, from both of my parents. So if it was just me talking to my community, I'd say, well, I'd like to acknowledge my land, you know, and I think it's a very fitting for kind of me being who I am. But coming in this circle, I can recognize and appreciate that it's just Neil not representing himself. It's Neil representing organizations and other entities and investors that are supporting the gathering. So out of respect to those entities, I want to gracefully and truthfully honor where we're resting our feet today and where we're coming from today, which is Treaty 6 territory in the homeland of the Métis in beautiful Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. So, but I want to welcome everybody from wherever you are, all across Turtle Island and all across the globe, and just, yeah, honor the territory and the land that you actually come from. We're going to learn a lot about relationships to that land and where we all plant our feet, and how we take care of ourselves and our families. So yeah, thank you very much for the opportunity to do that, and welcome to our second virtual conference.
And before we get going here, Neil, I just want to assure everybody that, you know, we do acknowledge that there is a pandemic, that COVID-19 is still running rampant in many areas and many places across this country and across the world. We have done our best to be very safe and very careful when you'll see over the period of the next few days, you'll see lots of videos, wonderful videos where people are together. We have taken the strongest precautions we can to be safe during those times, whether it's during the powwow dancing or the investor greetings. We have tried to be as safe as possible and be very aware of that, and we continue to today. Sadly, we were really hoping to have the survivors and the elders here in this room with us. We had planned it for the whole year. They were very excited, and I'm hoping that many of them were able to join us virtually, because sadly, we did have to cancel that. We were waiting right up until last week when we finally decided it's not the responsible thing to do, and we canceled the in-person. So we are here in a large ballroom with two of our very trusted colleagues here to support us in the room and our two technicians. I just did want to reassure you that. And also just talking about our investors, we have had investors in this conference for the last 7 years, and they have been so loyal to us and believed in what we do, and they have stood by us even though we've gone virtual. They have said, do what you need to do to make it happen. And so I really need to acknowledge our investors, Nutrien and the Saskatoon Community Foundation, the United Way of Saskatoon and area, and SAS culture, and also our wonderful venues, Wanuskewin Heritage Park and the First Nations University of Canada. You will see those beautiful places in some of the videos over the next couple of days. And, you know, speaking of the Wichita Conference, Neil, over the last 7 years, you know, we've been talking about it, and you know, to think of 7 years ago, I'm hoping that there are some people that are tuning in that were with us 7 years ago. Because if you remember, we were in this same building, except we were in the basement. And it was a much, much, much smaller room with very fewer people. I believe we have over 2,500 registrants this year from across Canada and across the world, and I'll share that with you a little bit later. But that was sort of the beginnings of this conference. And maybe, Neil, you were the part of that very original group, very small group of people that came together, and maybe you can give a little bit of history of really how this came to be.
Absolutely. I'd love to share a little bit about how did we get here? Mm-hmm. I think it's always important to reflect on that every now and then to kind of see where, how did you trip your way into the world, right? And that was one of the things for us. I think that it's really, I think when you mention something like we've grown to 2,500 registrants from last year, which was our biggest conference we've ever hosted last year, right? And we've grown by 150% in 1 year from our biggest event yet. So to me, I think that's really shocking. I think that I've been pleasantly surprised by the appetite for what we talk about here. And I think what we talk about here at Wet'suwet'en is truth. What we talk about is truth. You know, we've organized ourselves around the Truth and Reconciliation's calls to action, and we've tried to identify people in all of those respective areas that have been identified in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action, and tried to identify individuals or organizations that were moving the bar, if you will, in all of their respective fields. And we tried to showcase them, you know, and it's always really tough to try and get those folks off the line, their respective work, and bring them here to share with others to talk about how they got there. And one of the things that we found is that they're often too busy doing the work to want to accommodate so much time but you know what, they've done it gracefully. And as I reflect back over the years, some of the alumni that we've been able to have sharing their expertise in all of their respective fields, it's just, yeah, we've been truly blessed, you know, and it's been really of a who's who of truth and reconciliation. So one of the things that, you know, April mentioned investors. You know, she mentioned investors. And I think that's one of the neatest things as we've listened to our survivors group and as they've guided us as well. They told us that words matter. Words are very, very important. And I think that's so one of the things we don't just have a list of sponsors, you know, and it's not a huge tectonic shift. It's a small shift, but I think it's one way that we can show respect back to those that have stuck with us, that have said, keep going, even if it has to change a little bit. So we wanted to be respectful to them and how we referred to them. So we call them investors now, right? Because they've really took a chance on us. Because when I do reflect back to how this thing started, it was four Indigenous people that just came together, and we actually were just more or less a support group to each other, working in human service organizations in and around Saskatoon, and trying to just be good at what we did, you know? And those days we were struggling, 7+ years ago now, and we found an intersection that we kept running into each other at, and that was Indigenous engagement. And that kind of became how we, Wet'suwet'en came to be. And then we made the offering. Remember, we have to start in a good way. So it was important to us that we made the offering. The elder told us, well, what you guys are trying to do is work together. You're trying to help one another. And that became the name and the mission and the mandate of what we do here. Right? And so shortly after that, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls came out. So it just made sense that we started trying to move the bar and change conditions in our own community. That's where we wanted to start, you know? And I think it came from that survivor voice saying that nobody else is coming to save us. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's going to change the conditions that we're currently living in is already here. You know, and that, you know, it was a pretty humbling revelation to be made, I think, if you will. And so we all rolled up our sleeves. And I think the one of the things that I've come to appreciate the most is that's how I got to Wet'suwet'en. That's how I got to Wet'suwet'en, and Wet'suwet'en doesn't belong to any one person. Wet'suwet'en belongs to all of us because we've all got responsibility in it. And I think so, when we tell our stories and we're asked, you know, I proudly tell mine, you know, how did you get here, Neil?